This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Big Bear Mark.
This is Luke the Wonder Cub.
And this is a podcast for Brekkie Bears
on Joy 94.9.
Now, Luke.
Yes.
What did you do that you thought was illegal last week?
Well, I think it's illegal. I mean, it's illegal in a sense. So,
if someone else did it, it would be illegal.
Well, hang on. So,
hang on.
After the show, I was not well, which you know.
Yes.
And you were nice enough to drive me home.
I drove you home, yes.
Which was good. I appreciate that. Thank you. And I got home and looking through my bag, about to go to my front door. Unfortunately, did not have my keys.
No keys.
Now, reason being is I have a USB on my keys.
Yes.
And I used that to get a file here at Joy.
Yes.
So I could do podcasting and stuff.
Yes.
While I was sick. So I got home, no keys. I called Alice and said, are my keys there? And she said, 100% yes, they are here.
They are there.
Okay. You'd driven off at this point.
Yes.
So you were gone. I tried to call you, and unfortunately, you'd had your phone on do not disturb because of the show.
I put my phone on silent
when good.
I've got the show on, yes.
So you didn't answer.
I hadn't turned it off yet.
So there's me standing outside my front door, no keys, house locked, dogs barking, me feeling like crap.
Yes.
Needing to go to bed, just like need to sleep, need to rest.
Yes, because you're not well.
And here's me out the front. So I called my partner and said, what can I do? Like, how can I get it? He was at work. How can I get around this? He's like, well, I've got this thing I have to do. I can't even come home and help you.
Yeah.
I can't bring my keys home. What do I do? So I said, can I break into the house? He's like, oh, look, maybe. I said, can I try? He said, I guess.
Of course you can. You can break into your own house.
And I was
you
like,
can break into your own
I was
house.
Like, okay, bye. Well, it wasn't so much about the legalities of it.
No.
I wanted to get in the house.
Yes.
It was more the, is it possible without breaking a window,
like,
or something?
Yeah, I was just going to say, you didn't want to break a window.
Well, because I rent,
like,
so
yeah.
It's not even like I could just like damage the property. I didn't want to damage the property.
Yeah,
you know? It's
didn't
not my
want to
house.
Do that.
I was only renting. So anyway, I was lucky enough that there was a window slightly ajar at the front of the house.
Yeah.
I managed to work my hand in there and sort of slowly jimmy it open, just like slowly moving back and forth, managed to open the window enough to get my hand in to unlock it.
Yes.
And then open the window fully and then climb through. Now, I'm not a small man.
You are 6'6" tall.
I'm 6'6" tall.
And you're a large gentleman.
I'm a large gentleman. And I imagine, because my front window is visible from the street.
Yes, it is.
So I thought, if someone comes past at the wrong time, this is going to look high level
it's
sus.
It's going to look really sus.
Super
yes,
sus.
Exactly.
So threw my jacket in, threw my bag in, and very delicately, because the window was a bit cracked anyway, because the house has moved and stuff with the weather.
Yeah.
So I was really worried I was going to damage the window and actually cause damage. But climbed through quite delicately, actually, for a man of my size, and landed on the couch, got up, and celebrated. Was quite happy. Was inside the house.
Very good.
I took a selfie and sent it to my partner. It was like, I made it. And then you called me back just after that.
Well, yeah, I got home and I checked my phone and I had a voicemail and a text message going, I'm stuck.
Help!
Help!
But it was fine. So, and unlocked the back door because we had the back door as a different lock and had a key there already, which was fine. And it all worked out in the end.
It
basically.
All worked out in the end.
But, you know, just that moment, that sinking feeling when I looked in my bag and my keys weren't there.
It's a horrible feeling.
Oh, my heart just dropped, you know, and I was just like, not today. Because any other day, I would go to work and I'd go home with my partner and he'd have his keys.
You wouldn't have a
any
problem.
Any other day.
Yep.
But this particular day, I went home sick and that was the day I left my keys here.
Well, it's,
you know.
Well, you're not feeling well, so you're not thinking about that sort of stuff either.
No, I wasn't.
But for anyone that's listening who knows where Luke lives, the window's been fixed, by the way. You
can't
get in there.
I realised in that moment that it was pretty bad. We left it ajar, just enough to even do that.
Yeah.
But it's fine now. It's locked and it's completely tight now.
Yeah, so if you leave your keys here today,
if I ever do that again, I'm screwed.
Yeah, yes,
but
exactly.
I've hopefully learned from my mistakes.
Exactly.
Has this happened to you before? Have you gotten home and realised you didn't have your keys?
Yeah.
What happened? I want to know. I want to know your stories.
Not too hot, not too cold. Serving breakfast radio that's just right. Mark and Luke are the Brekkie Bears. Joy 94.9.
I was telling a story before about what happened to me last week where I got home and unfortunately did not have my keys on me.
Yep.
And I panicked because I was going home. Partner was at work. I couldn't count on him. And Mark had driven off and abandoned me, so I couldn't count on him.
Yep.
And I was left outside crying in the rain. Okay, it wasn't raining. I wasn't crying. But I was outside, and I had to break into my own house. And so we're asking for your stories because I know that it's something that's happened to people before. I'm sure it's happened to most people at some point where they've locked themselves out.
Yeah, and we've had a message from the lovely Clayton, and this is a good one.
Hi, Clayton.
He said not long after he moved into his apartment, he was holding the lift door for someone, and his keys slipped out of his hand and went down the elevator shaft. That day, I just got in the car and picked up my partner from work. To get the keys back, though, he had to wait for the lift to break down and pay $50 to get the repairman to get them back.
I had to wait for the lift to break down. Well, you'd find a way, wouldn't you?
You'd find a way.
You'd be throwing, like, random bits of fruit down to try and clog it. Like, I don't know how you do in a lift, but you'd try and find a way to make it break, wouldn't you?
Exactly.
That's unbelievable. What a pain.
That is a pain. We've had another message from Jay as well.
Hi, Jay.
Jay said, gave my keys to my boyfriend's sister. When she was staying with us,
yep.
She promised to leave them in a secret location, but didn't. When Jay got home, couldn't get in.
Yep.
Heard the shower going.
Yep.
She was in the shower with her boyfriend.
Couldn't hear him knocking because, of course, they were distracted.
They were knocking, I think.
Girl!
Went round the sideway and caught them in the shower together.
Oh.
And then she came to open the door.
Oh, so she came first. That's nice. It's happened, doesn't it?
It does.
You know, leaving your keys. Has it happened to you before, Mark? Have you had that situation?
Yeah, but not for a really long time. When I lived in Brisbane, I used to hide a key in, because it was quite a big property and stuff.
Yeah.
I used to hide a key on the joists in the veranda.
Oh, yeah.
So I didn't lose, I forgot my keys a couple of times, but I always had the spare key and I knew where it was.
Yeah. We're now discussing possible spare key locations because after that, we're sort of like, we need to have a plan B.
You can get those fake rocks.
Yeah, true. But yeah, I don't know. But the fake rocks can look kind of, if you only have the one.
Or you can also get those little number safe things that you can put on the wall.
I had an idea of putting it around Ziggy's neck, my German Shepherd.
That's a good idea.
Like a collar, because then he would jump up at the back gate and I could just grab it off his collar because someone else wouldn't bother with that.
Because no one else would go near
Ziggy.
With
him barking the way he barks and looking like he does, no one's going to go up to Ziggy and go, I'm going to grab that. Like,
that's a really good idea.
It's not going to happen. That's an idea. But then I thought he probably would eat it, or Pandora would eat it, my other dog. Yeah. She'd probably eat it off him. And I thought, this isn't going to work.
No.
This is not going to work really well. I'm going to have a surgery to get a key out of my dog.
This has been a podcast for the Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9.
If you like our podcast, why not rate us on iTunes and Stitcher? Woof girl.
Woof girl.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.